put it in your fucking mouth. Put it to your lips.
I am. Mm.
You all right, my boy?
Uh-huh.
All right, whatever. It'll work. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis. Hey, fuck you guys. What do you mean this bullshit? Fuck you. All right. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, aka truth.com, aka your favorite sucio. And with me once again in person.
Sup, motherfucking host. You know, it's the number one. Your baby mama's favorite motherfucking DJ. DJ Crispin. Somebody, you bitch.
Damn, bro, you've been holding back on that one. Oh, you've been wanting to let that out. And also damn. With us finally in person after being released from
county.
From the county. State lines. Your girl Nova's back in town.
Pound town.
Damn.
Oh, that's a little insider, but all it's right. Called pound cake.
Pound cake. Okay.
Wait, isn't there supposed to be cake for it to be pound cake?
Oh, that's the just cake that, is being eaten.
What are you talking about? Okay. Anyways, all right, just before we get started, we have no idea what episode this is. I have no idea where we left off.
We've been off for a season.
For a long ass fucking time. I just wanted to record with these people. It's been a long time. I'm so glad to have you guys here, have you in person. A lot has happened.
Yes, it has.
I think the last time we recorded in person, who were you with, Chris?
Lewis is engaged.
No, motherfucker. The hell? Who's engaged to?
Huh?
Who's he engaged to?
Your girl.
I'm engaged?
Yeah.
Since when?
You told me last week you were engaged.
What?
Fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
What?
You called me and told me, bro, I proposed.
What is wrong with you?
Damn, what kind of tequila was that?
I know for real, Sam. I didn't even realize I was drinking. I said the last time we all recorded together. Who the hell were you with somebody?
I don't think so. I don't remember. Maybe.
Are you even with somebody now?
I am. I am in a happy relationship.
Why'd you pause?
I didn't.
Why'd you hesitate?
Stuttered.
I didn't.
Why that smile on your face?
Because I'm happy.
He said, I don't know. Okay, no. Well, the reason I'm getting to it is because Nova was in a happy, committed relationship looking like an Oompa Loompa.
Wasn't she married?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't married.
She was pregnant and everything.
There was a ring on the finger and everything. I remember that.
And we made a bet.
Uh-huh.
See who would break up first.
Out of all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't in a relationship.
I know, that's what I'm trying to remember. Were you fucking somebody?
All I know is mine ended before yours.
Yeah, well.
Probably TBD. I don't know. I don't know how long ago this was.
It's like 2 years ago. How long have you been with your girl?
No.
Not that long.
Like a year and a half?
That's really?
Yeah.
That feels longer.
Something like that.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
Maybe.
Which it kind of makes sense if it was like a year and a half, because if it was a year and a half, well, Damien wasn't even born yet.
So anyways,
well then maybe.
The whole point that I'm trying to make is that Nova got dumped. I'm just saying. But a lot of you know
this.
Did
you get dumped or did you dump him?
No, I got dumped.
Damn.
That's fucked up, huh?
It's fucked up.
For reals.
It is what it is. What am I going to do?
What do you say? Like, you're fucking toxic. I don't want you anymore.
Were you a toxica?
I wasn't a toxica. I wish I was a toxica so he could have a reason. But whatever his reason is, we'll just
leave
it at
that. Did he not like you sticking your finger in his butt anymore? Was that it?
That's something you guys got to talk to him about because I heard some shit. So.
Wait, so there was fingers in the ass?
No, not by me anyways.
My hero. No, I mean, no, who does that? No, of course. No. So anyways, because I'm still in a happy, committed relationship and all you motherfuckers, nobody ever gave me a chance.
You're going on what?
3 years now.
3 years, yeah.
That's the longest.
Damn. And can you believe he hasn't gone to visit her?
Actually,
can you believe that?
Just
well, that's how a relationship works. And maybe that's why mine never work.
Because y'all moved in fucking super quick?
Nah, just because I have to see them.
No, well, actually.
You don't have to realize, fuck, this fucker's ugly.
Damn.
They're only good looking for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. No, well, she's going to be living on her own now.
And that still doesn't mean shit.
No. Well, my girl, I had always told her that when she lives on her own that I'm going to go see her. That I like, you know, as soon as you get your own place, I'm going to go see her.
Oh, so he didn't want to meet the parents, period.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
He didn't want to meet the family, the mom, the dad, the sister, opening the fridge in the middle of the night, bending over while he's there and everything, you know?
Hey.
That's fucked up. He does not want to meet the family, period.
Wow. Why?
Can you hold your fucking horses?
Why?
Damn.
Are you scared?
Have you ever even talked to them over the phone?
Why would I talk to him over the phone?
Well, because it's your
have
fucking
you been to a
girl's
family?
Parents.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with me.
Damn. So, he's fucking avoiding
wait,
that.
So no.
Have you been to a family function?
No, nothing.
No.
Damn.
I've never been around anybody she knows, ever.
Damn.
But okay, so
you know why?
They're probably thinking she's
no,
crazy because
you know
like, oh, it's an imaginary boyfriend.
You know why? It's because he's such a whore. He's gonna run into somebody he fucked with maybe, in the past.
Maybe.
Okay, y'all fucked up. I'll tell you. I'll tell you, and I'll tell all the new listeners or anybody that doesn't remember. No, the thing is, she lives with her parents, right?
And doesn't your mom live with you?
Wait, yeah, but my mom lives with me. But her parents are old school, so obviously they don't want some rando because they don't know me.
It's been 3 years.
Wait, but they don't know me. Just staying in their house because they know what's going to happen.
The sister said you would stay with her.
Can you
when the parents weren't home, though.
No, can you hold your horses? So, yeah, fuck, that's why I shouldn't tell you shit, motherfucker. So, I told her when we first started dating, I said, I'm not going to go over there and stay with you just so you can put me in a hotel, because that's what she said. She goes, I'll get you a hotel. I'm like, what's the point of driving up that way and then you're just going to put me in a hotel when I got my own place here and you come here and we can chill? And then she's all like, no, but you can come up here. And I said, nah, I'm not about all that. I'm like, we got a place here where we can do our thing. And if y'all want to get about the whole family thing, I've said it 1,000 times. I think I've told my girl, I've said it here. When I date somebody, I'm just dating my girl. I don't like this whole, like, I have to be, like, friendly with your mom and your sister and your friends. I don't care. And I don't want to be rude and say I don't care about my girl's family.
Damn.
I just don't care. You feel like you have to?
No, you don't have to. You just got to be cordial enough to, like,
be
around them.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be around them?
Because it's your girl's family. No,
but you're
matter,
not dating them?
Eh? You're going to be around them sooner or later.
Three
so
years
as long as you're cordial with them, you're fine. You
I
don't
just,
have to be nice. Yeah. You don't have to be like act fake. Just be cordial. Hi, how are you? That's it. Bye.
Okay.
You don't care how they are.
You don't care how they are.
Fine. Hi. Bye. That's
no,
it.
No.
Yeah.
See, Chris, you're right. Yes, you should be cordial. I didn't say I wouldn't be cordial if I seen him in person. No, but you're right. It is common courtesy. But to me, is
you don't have to date the family.
Exactly.
You don't have to date the family, which is understandable.
Yes.
But it is a common courtesy to kind of at least introduce yourself every year once in a while.
Well,
you don't have to go to every.
You know why
function.
He doesn't do it? You know why he doesn't
why
do
doesn't
it?
Why doesn't he do
Cause
it?
Because if he actually like meets them. He actually feels like, oh shit, this is fucking
real.
And
after
he's
three years,
and he's he's afraid of that. He's afraid of that. He's actually afraid, like, oh shit.
That's why they don't see
each other. I'm actually committing to this because I'm meeting the family.
Hmm.
Right now, it's like, oh, I don't meet the family. Like nobody, I don't fucking. It's just her. I met her, and like, she breaks up with me. She leaves me, and that's it. You
They're
know?
Together, but it's an open relationship.
Exactly, kind of thing.
Tell me more about myself, motherfucker.
<know? laughs> Bitch, I know more about you than you know about you.
How long did it take you to meet her family, your girls?
Like 6 months.
You're a whore, though. You move fast.
I just met them. It's like, I don't freaking see them every day. I don't, like, she lives, like, down the street. I don't see my girl every day. I don't see her family every day. I see them, like, once in a while. And
well,
that's it.
The thing.
Like,
if she lived 4 hours away from you, 4.5 hours away from you, would you go just to meet them?
I don't
After
think
3 years, yes.
I don't think it's just to meet them. It's just
it's
like if she
years.
Wants you to come and be like, hey,
she
babe,
she
you want to join me for this? Like,
she wants to show you off to the family that you're actually real.
What is she?
Yeah, like for all you know, they probably don't believe her. The same how we really don't believe that this girl exists. But we
Chris
know
has met her plenty of times.
But that's the only reason, because Chris has met her. So we know she's real.
Why would we be lying, though? No, well, look, I didn't say I'm right. But all I'm saying is that soon she's going to be living
right?
on her own. And now I don't have any excuse to not go
computer
up there.
Live.
So yeah, I will be going up there soon, motherfucker. Thanks. I'm glad that we touched on that.
After she gets her place, how long do you think it'll take them to go over there?
Ooh.
I don't know if you motherfuckers know this, but I'm broke. It takes
how
a
long
but
do you
okay
think
put it this way. If we were to offer and be like, yo, we can give you some gas money, will you go? You're gonna be like, nah. I'm
how
cool.
long do you think it'll take them to go
not
actually over?
Broker than
after she goes, hey babe, I finally got
my
place. Come over. How long?
Hey, you know what?
I say like another month.
Another month?
Because I'm gonna give you time to settle in.
No, I give it 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months.
I say
months.
A month. So she settles in and she has her couch and a nice bed and at least food in
the
kitchen.
He doesn't give a shit about that. As long as there's a chair for him to
no,
sit, he's
but
fine.
That's going to be his excuse to give her
but
time to
3 to 4 months. Not exactly. So 3 to 4 months. 3 to 4 months. He'll be over. Maybe. Unless he finds another excuse.
Another excuse.
I'm going to put the
oh, no. Your friend lives next to you. I don't want to meet them.
I'm going to put the Cash App on the podcast. So if the listeners donate, then as soon as the money comes in, I'll head out that way. You're kind of an asshole, Chris. Anyways, yeah, so I'm going to go see my girl soon. Because I want to.
So how many times a year you do you see her?
I see her about every 2 times a month, sometimes more than that. Sometimes it does go over a month. But it works, though, because, like, not seeing her. Because
you can hoe around.
Not what?
Because you can hoe around.
How, bitch? I don't do nothing. No, not seeing her all the time. I feel like it's, dude, you miss somebody. You never got tired of seeing your ex all the time when you were living with him? Bullshit aside.
Bullshit aside?
You never woke up one morning and just looked over and be like, fuck.
Shit, this is what I woke up to.
Fuck, after he started sleeping there every day.
I'm telling you.
After he would go.
I think I suffered a little bit more when he wasn't there anymore because I got so used to having somebody there. Like, I didn't have to snuggle or anything, but to have that little physical touch of knowing that somebody is there, I got really used to that. And it sucked because during my whole pregnancy, you guys saw me, I couldn't do anything. You guys had to come to my apartment because I couldn't go anywhere.
She would just waddle around.
I would waddle around, but how many times did you guys see, like, I was so uncomfortable? Like, I was in so much pain. So I got so dependent on him, of him being there, him soothing me, because there was days where it just hurt.
But are you
so
hearing
bad.
This, Chris? It wasn't really like I liked him as a person. It was I needed him there. That's the difference. I don't want to depend on something like that.
No,
when
but
I see somebody, I just want
but
to
it
be
wasn't
enjoyable.
Because
did you like him as a person?
But it wasn't because... It wasn't that, like, oh, I needed him emotionally. It was like I physically needed his help.
Yeah, but that's dependency.
I know, and it sucked.
That's what
it
I'm
really
saying.
Sucked. And then I got past that, and it was just like before it was I loved his company. I loved him being there. I loved who he was. There wasn't anything about him that I didn't like. It wasn't until after the whole pregnancy and then everything that happened during the pregnancy, but mostly what happened after, how everything ended wasn't good.
Okay, but like, okay, Chris, like, just switch it up a little. You, when you see your girl, every time you see her, do you feel like I missed you?
Yeah.
You're a lying piece of shit.
No, bro, I see her 2 times out of the week.
Okay, so that's the same thing. See, you're kind of going through the same thing I am. Maybe it takes me two times in a month, but you miss him more than seeing him every day. At least that's what I think. Me personally,
I'm not telling you to move in with her.
And then when we were living together, you got to remember we were both working. So it was like at the end of the day when we came home, it was like, how are you? We don't talk to each other through the whole day because we're both doing something. He was either always tattooing.
I think you're one of those persons that are like texting the whole fucking time. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing now? Why aren't you texting me? What are you doing?
No.
Have you ate? What are you doing? You're that type of people, huh?
No.
Yeah. That's why he was
saying it with the smirk.
He would get home and be like, fuck, I already told you about my day the whole fucking day.
Actually, no, I'm not going to lie. I like texting so much because I don't like being on the phone. That in other relationships, I would have been like that. Like when I'd be at work, we'd be texting all day because they'd be replying to me too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, by the time I would see him, it'd be like, damn, there's nothing to talk about, like at all.
No, he liked calling.
I don't.
He liked to call me while I was at work. So he would call me and we would be on the phone together while I was at work. So he would always call me. And then it was like, okay, you're really doing stuff and I'm really doing stuff. And I got to the point where it was like, I'm really busy. Like I'm over here in this office. I'm over here trying to do all this stuff. So we really didn't text. So when we would come home, it was like, ¿qué es el chisme? It was just like, ¿qué es el chisme de día? Like, from my job something.
Like, when you have it like that, that's cool, but like.
And it just ended up being like that, which was it worked for us. We weren't constantly texting.
And you still ended up fucking it up somehow.
How did
apparently,
you fuck it up?
Apparently, I'm the fuck up.
I know, that's what I want to know.
We want to know the chisme. How did you fuck it up?
Huh?
How did you fuck it up?
Apparently, I can't keep a relationship. I can't.
Why,
but
though?
Why? Huh? We want to know. Because there's people on the podcast that be trying to get at you. So why should they not?
Like, what happened? Like,
what happened?
Yeah.
Like, it actually happened?
Yeah.
He saw shit on my phone that I had from years ago, like before him. And then he heard the podcast and he heard some shit that had happened like weeks before him. So it just kind of like. Everything just
so molded. He was complaining about stuff that didn't matter to him,
stuff that didn't happen while I was with him.
Okay, so Chris, this is a perfect example. We kind of talked about it before we started recording. If you're with your girl right now, you've been with her for a year and a half, if for whatever reason, with permission or no permission, you went through her phone and you saw shit that was explicit, like, mm-hmm. but it was proven that it didn't happen when you were with her,
okay,
how you gonna react to this?
There's no reaction. It was before with me. Okay. So, like, for me, it's like everybody has their fucking face. Whole face, nice face, everything face, you know. If it's before me, cool. If it continues while you're with me, then there's an issue. But if it stops when, like, we actually made it official, all right, cool. Like, you know.
So he said I was accessible to anybody and everybody. That's how he titled me, was accessible. I don't keep anything private. At the end of it all, the way that I see it, like, okay, let's say, for example, if I was dating you or you were dating me, we both have a public profile. Let's say we drop everybody. Even if you take them off and they choose to follow you again, well, fuck, let them follow you. Why? Well, what, it has nothing to do with me. I'm not following them back. And then fast forward to later on of, well, now they're trying to message you. Am I messaging them back? No, I'm not. Like, I'm not responding back to anything. I'm like, these people are trying to come back in because they realized that they lost an opportunity and somebody else swooped in. I was like, if anything, you should be happy that you got me and these people were fucking complaining and bitching that I could have had that and this person's enjoying it when I could have enjoyed it. Now I'm going to try and ruin it and I'm not entertaining it. I'm over here still, like, you know, not responding, just either deleting or just opening and closing it out. Like, it's been read. You see that I read your message, but I'm not responding back to your message because there's no point of responding back to your message. He just took it as you're just accessible to anybody and everybody.
But as a guy, I'm still a little, like, I'm not, I don't care.
Everybody has a different point of view.
Me personally right now, I'm like, cool. If my girl's doing that, I don't care. But y'all know how I am. Mm-hmm. But, like, I know Chris is more of the jealous type, more of like, what's mine is mine. Would you want her to be blocking that shit? Would you want her to tell him something? Or how do you feel about that?
And my thing is, it's like, okay my Chris. Mindset. No, but like, before you answer, my mindset is completely different than others.
Of course.
I don't care if an ex is following you. I don't care if a hoe that you used to fuck with is following you. I don't care because at the end of it all, I know what I got and at least I can trust you. My problem was, it's the fact that nothing is legitimately happening and you're accusing me of something that's going on that's nothing's going on. And then you want me to be loyal to you, but I'm doing everything you're asking. And I told him, if you didn't like it, I'm like, you can't expect me to read your mind and know what your standards are and your boundaries, like where your boundaries lie. My boundaries are like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You can have an ex follow you. We can have somebody you used to fuck follow you. I really don't care at the end of it all. I'm the one who goes home to it. I'm the one who fucks your brains out. That's it. Like, they're not doing it. They can bitch and complain. They can send you messages, but do not respond back to it. And then if you want to laugh about it, I'm like, okay, like, that's how I see it. He was trying to tell me, well, you should have known better. How am I supposed to know better when my mindset is, anybody can follow you. I don't care. You just shouldn't follow them back, or you shouldn't respond back to them.
You did tell him about all this stuff beforehand, right? I remember.
Yeah, he heard the podcast too.
It's his own fault at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he knew about it.
In my, like, and then my opinion is like,
I don't think Chris would like it.
I don't think I would like it. I honestly don't. Yeah. Like,
but
it.
Would you at least explain but to them, not tell them you should have known better or you shouldn't understand how to be loyal? Like, you should explain it, right?
I would have a talk and be like, you know what? I don't like this. We're going to have to figure something out. Mm-hmm. If not, then we're always going to be arguing.
And well, then I
hold
can
on, though, but you've been with your girl a year and a half. Does she know how you feel about this? Like, yeah. She'll listen to a podcast, but like before right now, does she know?
Yeah, I'm...
Have y'all talked about like exes following each other?
Mine is mine, yeah.
Like, no, but like, have y'all talked about exes following each other?
Yeah.
And y'all made it clear?
She doesn't. Well, one of my baby's mamas follows me on like social media and all that, but like.
But that's a little different. That's
we don't keep
mother
in contact, but like any of my. I don't have exes on there. Like, as soon as I break up with somebody or as soon as I leave them, I fucking block them or delete them. Yeah, bro. But like, I'm petty like that. Like, don't look at my shit. I'll look at yours, but don't look at my shit. You know?
I want to see what you're doing.
No, like, yeah, no, because, I mean, I get what Nova's saying. What Nova's saying, that's exactly how I feel, too. Like, I don't have an issue with it. I don't care at all. So, like, if people were hitting up my girl, it wouldn't matter to me. But I feel like, what you said, you got to make it clear, though. Like, he should have known the shit you said he found on your phone. He should have known it was in there.
Yeah.
Or that possibility was there. Because if it blindsides
then,
you, that's
and
that's
then,
what
okay,
it fucking
then
hurts.
It exceeded from there, right? So you guys already knew about the guy who's in prison, and you guys know why he was in prison. And I don't know if you guys remember that.
How about you refresh our memory for the people that don't know?
So, long story short, guy really helped me a lot. He got caught doing some stuff.
He's doing
10 years in prison right now. But he sent me money, and I distributed it between, you know, me
now
and
imagine
his.
Imagine that, sending money from jail. Imagine what kind of WAP she had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was pregnant with Sonia, so he basically sent me where I was cool for, like, almost the first year.
Damn.
But I told him, look, I'm going to make sure that you're okay when you get out. I'm going to make sure you're okay when you get out. And I get it. I understand where I fucked up there, because when I started talking to him and dating him, there was times he would call me on the phone and I would answer. He has nobody. He has no friends, no family. Nobody calls him. So I did answer. So I see where I fucked up there.
Yeah.
But I did tell him.
That would bother me too.
But I did tell him. I did make a promise. I'm like, the way that I see it is, if you don't want me to talk to him anymore, I won't talk to him anymore. But I did make a promise. So whatever money I had saved for him for when he came out, I had already sent it to his mom. I got took everything. But I told him, and I think this is a part that did hurt me, because what happened with Robert when he died, my daughter's dad deleted everything. I don't have the memories that I did. Like, I don't have when we would go to the mall together. I don't have when we would have dinner dates together. I don't have any really pictures of him. The only
picture. Okay, but for our listeners that don't know, Robert's the dude you were dating that passed away.
That died, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The love of her life.
But see, that's where you got me. That's where you got me fucked up. See, because I'm not a jealous guy like that. Yeah. But I don't want to hear this shit. Like, it sucks that he died.
Yeah.
But there's no reason for you to want to have these memories.
No. So my thing was just kind of like, it happened, and I had really bad survivor's guilt. So when my daughter's dad deleted everything, it's just kind of like, dude, like, if I want to forget this person, I'm going to choose it my way.
Yeah.
And slowly put everything away.
Yeah.
Like, this person died suddenly. It wasn't a choice for me to put everything away. So when the other guy, when he went to prison, I had letters from the times that we had talked, but I had put them in a binder and I just put it away. And that's all I did. I put it away. Didn't respond back to the after all. There was one letter that I really did want to send and I didn't. But in the letter, like, I'm over here talking about how I'm dating this guy and we're getting an apartment together. And it was something that just never got sent. It just stayed in the notepad.
Sound accessible.
So I get it. But in the back of my head, it was like, I didn't send it. I put everything in a binder. I put the binder away. I was slowly letting go of something. But at the same time, this guy's in prison. This person can die any day. Or who knows? You know, like, you never know. Robert died suddenly on me one night. Like, you call me, hey, I'm going. And I told him I'm not going anymore because of something else that happened, just so he wouldn't come home.
You know what? Me and my girl talk a lot. And one of the things we keep talking about, like, just going through social media.
That's all you can do because you don't see each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow, asshole. No, is like, it just seems a lot of people date when they're not ready to fucking date. And I feel like ever since you lost Robert, like, you shouldn't have been dating.
No,
it sounds like you got really fucked up.
I shouldn't have been dating. And like I will always say, me and Sonia's dad, we weren't supposed to be anything. Sonia just happened. And we tried to make something out of it because we were having a kid together, and it just got really violent really fast. So that was it. Like, I just left. I disappeared. That was it. I hadn't dated until him. Now you got to fast forward a couple years. Like, I haven't dated until him. And then when I was dating him, I felt that I was ready. But then he later on told me that he really wasn't ready. He said that I was forcing myself in. That I forced myself to live with him. And I'm like,
yeah, I moved in quick.
But I told him everything was an option. Like, he could have easily told me no.
I don't feel like that's, like, how can I? Okay, so I feel like a lot of times, yeah, like, it is an option.
It is an option.
Like,
but
a,
like,
relationship
the same
might end if you don't pick the right thing.
No, it shouldn't have to end, because at the end of it all, it shouldn't have to end as long as you talk. So then I told him, you could have easily said no, like how you said when we left the apartment and you left me behind. You told me no. You told me I couldn't go with you. And you left me to figure out the rest. So I was like, so if it was so easy for you to say no then, what was so hard for you to say no before?
Sounds like he was over you, though.
So in my defense, we were already. So in my defense, the way that I look at it now, at that moment, he had already left me.
Okay, so how long?
He had left you way before that moment, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, how long have you been single?
Again,
if we look at it from, like how you guys are saying
since
it.
Since you've been single. Since you feel single.
Since I felt single?
Yeah, like you feel single.
Officially?
Yeah, that you feel single.
I want to say like July, August.
So what is it? Like almost a year?
It's already a year.
Okay.
How many times did he come back to tap it after that?
Look
at
that smile. How many times?
Look at that smile.
Twice. Ah, see, ah. Twice. And then, why, no, Chris, actually, why? No, not twice. It was actually three times. And on the second one, I didn't get a finish. And I
so
told
he had to
him,
come back.
No. So I told him in his face, like, I straight told him in his face, like, damn, dude, like, I don't know if because you think you can get it. I'm like, but this wasn't it for me. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, no. I'm like, I left mad. I left so fucking pissed off because I was like, wow.
She still went to him.
No, well, I was asking not for sex because I was like, do you feel like you're ready to move on now, though? Like, you're in a good spot and not still caught up with the whole Robert thing or this last baby daddy. Like,
no, like, since I started this year, I've done things differently. I've been different.
How so?
Huh?
How so?
So, obviously, you guys see the appearance has changed a little bit more out
well,
there.
Yeah, you're not pregnant no more. Oh, I mean, you're putting yourself up more, yeah.
Really?
Hey, you're the one sitting here with only a bra.
No, I feel more confident with myself. I know I'm still chubby.
No, but like, are you over? Oh, actually, we're going to get into that. People actually sent questions for you. There's like three questions for you. No, but do you feel like you're in a good spot to date? Because it doesn't sound like you were in a good spot to date before. It feels like you rushed with the last one. The one previous before that you got pregnant without being like, are you going to rush into dating again?
No, honestly, right now. So I am dating right now.
Are you dating?
Amy, I'm dating.
Like dating people or dating a person?
I'm dating. But there's only one person I am actually sleeping with, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like.
So you smashing somebody?
I am.
Oh, okay. Is that why you keep swerving the homie? Not going to say his name. That keeps sliding your DM. No, motherfucker. Oh. The homie keeps fucking sliding her DMs and she keeps ignoring him.
Damn.
I sent him a screenshot.
Damn.
Say all that.
Damn, no, he knows everything.
Yeah. I know, I do know. No, they both do. He messaged me and says like, "Oh, she don't want none," and then she replies.
And it's
and
not
goes,
that I don't want none. It's just like, okay, the person that I am sleeping with, I've known him for many, many, many years. Like we're going over 10 years that I've known him.
It's one of the guys.
No, the fuck that. No, I'm gonna put her business on blast.
Let's go,
bro. Every time they say, "Don't worry about that guy,"
yeah,
it's the guy you gotta worry about. That is some shit. That is so no. And then right after relationships ends,
that's fucked up.
That's yeah.
No. So we were hanging out. No, I'm being serious. We were hanging out and we were talking for a while. Like a couple weeks passed. It's already a month that passed. And then you know things shit finally happened. But at the end of it all, there was always something there. But we really didn't try. We did once. I'm not gonna lie. We did once in high school.
we had a
conversation about this. It was so bad. I don't know if you remember when we were talking about the worst sex moment that we had on the podcast.
Okay.
And I told you guys about the one that it was in the bedroom. It got a little rough, but it was like this is really bad sex where it was like he picked me up, put me to the wall, but it was just really, really bad sex. Like it was just like you couldn't get shit right. You moved this way, I went that way. You tried to kiss me, but I went this way. You tried to put it in, and I went that way. So we had a conversation about that after we slept together for the first time. Or again. In this case, the second time. Yeah. But we had a conversation.
Was this time better?
This time was much better. He redeemed himself.
And you know, talking about that, I sounded up, but being like, I had an experience like that, but my second time was worse, and she called me out for it.
No,
like
so we didn't.
Worse.
Damn, bro, she remembers high school fucking sex,
yeah,
bro.
I know, that's
like,
weird.
We didn't
failed.
Mention it at all. Like we didn't mention. Like, you gotta mind. Like, remember, we were in high school. We weren't gonna be good at sex.
No, but fuck all that. What I want to know? Excuse you, weren't good at sex. He was having a kid in high school.
Yeah, I was fucking awesome at sex at that time. Man,
but. You just gonna hold it long enough? No, but
am I back in high school, bro? You know what? I'm gonna put my TMI out. You know, like, when you're fucking and, like, you're about to bust. I don't know about you guys, but, like, I've been with my girl for so long that I'm comfortable with it. Like, I don't even feel no shame if I'm about to
you fart? Nut
early. No, motherfucker. If I'm about to nut early, I'm about to nut early. Like, I'm not thinking about nothing else. I ain't fucking hyping myself. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to come. And she's always cool with this. She's never like, she hasn't made it seem like she's disappointed, but I finally caught a tell, and she's going to listen to this. And she's going to tell me if I'm telling the truth or not, but she knows that when I'm coming, my thing is bite her. Like I want to bite her forearm or her arm. Yeah. Like I want to bite her. Like that's how,
yeah,
that's what I want to do. And usually when I'm like, oh, I'm going to come, I'll come, and she's cool with it, like, fucking she'll shove her forearm in my mouth. And I'm like, ah. And the last time we did it outside of the come, she said no once. And I'm like, no, but I'm going to come. She didn't give me her fucking forearm. I'm going to pinche perro, vas tirando las mordidas. She didn't give me her forearm. And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. I felt bad. I felt bad. I know, for real. Or anyways.
So, like I was saying, we had the conversation about it. Like, we finally had sex, and we sat down, and
was
I told
was it
sex him,
or was it fucking? Because this is after your last relationship, right?
Oh, no, like.
This is fucking.
No,
this no fucking.
It was cute. It was cute. There was candles and everything. It was cute. It was cute.
You set this up?
No, I didn't. He brought the candles out. It was adorable. Okay, I felt very pampered and special. But I was telling him, I was like, I felt like you were just trying to redeem yourself from the last time. I was like, so I don't know if I was bad or he was bad, but it was just a hot mess the first time.
Chris, if you were trying to redeem yourself with anybody, you don't have to tell us.
Fuck that shit, bro. I'd fucking just fuck.
You wouldn't try to do that?
No, bro.
Is there somebody... No, I can't even ask that. You're in a relationship. Do you want to redeem yourself with?
Or do you, like, anybody you feel like you could have done better with?
Oh, no, I know I could have done better with a lot of
them. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Are you kidding me?
But that one felt good that a couple you times.
Your boy's
you.
Like a 3 to 5 minute man, so there's a lot of redeeming for me to be out there. There's a lot of redeeming for me to be out there. So,
I've never met somebody who has stamina like this.
Like this dude?
Oh, even my girl has told
no.
me. Like, oh, like
a quickie.
No, like, oh, you're done. I'm like, oh shit.
Fuck, it sucks, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, oh fuck.
No, so he's probably gonna get mad because like I'm kind of putting it out here.
You
but
don't got no stamina, that's fucked up.
His stamina, like a quickie to him is an hour.
What the fuck?
I'm not kidding you.
Maybe you're loot.
The fuck? No,
nah, bro.
Like,
my
no, this,
quickie to me is like 30 seconds.
Yeah, no,
no,
you're
this
lucky
guy,
I put it in
so,
you.
This guy has stamina. No, this guy has stamina.
You're
and
not
I'll
show us pictures.
I'll show you a picture of him.
No, we're not trying to see a picture of him.
No, not like that. But this guy's big. Huh? He's big, got muscle. He's active. He's constantly going to the gym. I never met somebody who has stamina like him. I couldn't keep up. I got tired of writing for the first time. Like, I got tired of fucking writing. Like, I couldn't do it. To the point that I was like, I need to take a break. And we took a break. And he would giggle and laugh. He's like, are you okay?
He giggled.
He giggled.
Okay.
He laughed at me.
He lost points right there with me. I don't know if I need to hear about the homie giggling.
No, okay. Well, he laughed at me. And then I was like, I got mad. And I was like, oh, no, you're not going to laugh at me. So then I go back on. And I'm over here trying to get him to finish. I shit you not, to this day, I can't get him to finish.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He can finish.
No, you
know,
maybe
he can finish if he takes charge. He can. But the way that he takes charge, he's like aggressive. I've never met a man with stamina like that, and I've never met a bear. Like, he growls. I've never been with somebody who.
I thought I was gay.
No. Like, no, but I've never been with somebody who growls. I didn't know I had a thing. No.
Growling?
Like, he. Yeah, but like, no. Like, this really sexy, like, so I didn't know I had a thing for this. I just experienced like a new thing for me, and this is like my shit right now.
Like in your ear growl, or like just him growling? How the fuck did that even come about?
So the first night that happened, it took
like
a while
to
get there.
Growled?
No, like it took a while to get there, but when he growled, like that's when, like,
I don't know
what
you
happened.
Knew this was his move.
Right? No, like. He,
do you practice your growls?
No, he gets like he turns into something else. Like he gets really like aggressive and like dominant. I love it. I fucking love being the submissive right now. I fucking love it so much.
Think she just got
wet
for
I know for
just
real.
Thinking about it.
It's fucking gushed.
I'm hot right now.
Damn. All right. I didn't even know what the rest of the
bro,
conversation
like,
was going. Oh, and this is the guy that your ex was not supposed to be worried about, right? Okay. I just want to make sure because, hey Chris, do you have anybody?
It's like,
around?
No, babe, don't worry about him. You know, he's nobody. He's just a friend.
Is there anybody? Have you ever had that problem? Not in this relationship. I don't know.
No,
that you knew like they had somebody around that you're like, this might be an issue.
No, not that I know of. Not
I did, but it ended up being a girl.
Not that I know. No,
I was like, yo, you've been hanging out with this girl
right
a lot.
Now.
And next thing I know, it's like, oh,
but
yeah, oh, y'all fucking
did
too?
You get to have
oh, no, that's what I'm saying. insane. She could have brought her in the whole time. This is a while back, but I was like, what the fuck?
So I'm going to show you the sound of the growl. I'm going to look for a video, but there's a video and there's the sound of this person who growls and it's like that.
She already has videos.
I know.
No, we don't have videos.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't actually. We haven't.
Okay, let's see. Let's get to the growl.
Let me find the video, but you'll hear the growl. Like, this is like a growl.
I don't know why you're saying it like I want to hear it.
No, because you guys make it seem like I don't know how to explain it. Like, you tried, but it's not like that. Like, it's like an actual like animal growl.
I just want to know who the fuck growls.
Like, it's like an animal growl.
If you're listening to this, like, comment or, like, message us or, like, on anywhere, just let us know if your person growls.
Or does any other move.
Oh, what's your move, Chris? Like I said, I bite my girl. What about you? Do you do anything? Like, what is your little finishing? Like, your girl just knows it's game over.
I just fucking go fast. like I just fucking, like, ta 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 ta.
No, so it's like gotten to the point that I aim for that now. Like, I aim for that growl.
Nah, my move is just... I really don't have a move. Like, I just fucking end up going quicker and that's about it. Or like, I try to slap.
Okay, so I found the growl. This is like the best, like the closest thing that I can get. But this guy has
Wait,
like,
did he send you a video of him just
no,
growling?
This is a guy that I follow. Like I told you, this just became my shit right now. So
oh, you looked for growling.
No, so there's this guy called Nick the Forge Bear Creations.
Uh-huh.
This guy is a fucking bear. Like, this is how I, like, this is
the best. I can't wrap my head around that because a bear is usually a gay guy.
No, but, like, okay, so it's not gay. But this is the growl that I hear, all right?
Let's see.
So this is the growl that I hear.
Right. Me, I have trained you well, beast. Have I not?
That just fucking sounds like he's fucking snoring.
No.
Let me find out. She fucking discovered masturbating to Beauty and the Beast, and she just thinks of the Beast and shit.
No, so
I mean, how you watch that movie a lot?
No, so no. He does it like it's more like a snarl, like a wolf snarl, but he does it
Bitches
so
in love with Snorlax.
Deep. No, but he does it so deep. I didn't know that I was attracted to this. He legitimately just brought a new thing to me. Like. It's like my new shit right now. So now that's now that is what I aim for. I legitimately aim for that now. And we
How do you get him to growl? You said you aim for that. Yeah. So how do you get him to? What is your move to get him to
growl?
Does
he do it when he's doing the moves or when you're doing?
So I've been doing like a lot of like toys again and everything. And
you use it up his ass?
No. So I figured out how to like actually get a real good grip on him while he's end up in there.
Oh.
So that comes in handy a lot.
You know he's going to listen to this and like start growling all the time and
right?
shit.
I know a friend listens to it and I just found that out yesterday.
He or her?
He.
Oh, well, maybe he's going to start
it's
growling
his
at
friend.
You too.
It's basically his best friend. And he told me, I asked him, he's like, oh, I've listened to the podcast. I was like, no, you haven't. Yeah, I have. I'm like, prove it. The moment that you got stuck to the car.
Oh, wow. that was a fun episode. You guys got to go listen to that. It's under the hood or something like that.
Yes.
Nova talks about getting fucked on the hood of a car. No, on the engine.
On the engine of
the
car.
Engine of a car.
And I got stuck.
Which is funny because every time we record here with Chris, there's literally a car with the hood open.
Every
Nova
time.
Just keeps looking over there like,
memories.
She just needs that and a growl and she'd be done for. All right, well. Before we go any further, we've been asking y'all for fucking questions, and people actually sent questions today, which was a trip, which I'm happy they did. And we're going to send one
scared.
For everybody.
I'm kind of scared on
Chris.
What the questions are.
They said, I don't know why they asked this, but they did. Have you ever hooked up with somebody with an STD?
Where the fuck me?
That would no, we're all answering it, but I'm going to start with you, my
boy.
Oh,
I thought that was from me. I was like.
You know what? I got accused of it once. I got accused of giving somebody something once, and it pissed me the fuck off because I met homegirl. I went to her house after, like, a kickback at her house, fucked the shit out of her, and then I fucked the shit out of her another day. And then I fucked the shit out of her another day, and I got smashed a couple times, and then that was it, right? And then we stopped talking for a minute, and then we start fucking again later on, and she goes, oh, yeah, I just had to stop seeing you for a while because you gave me something. I was like, no, I didn't, bitch, because I get checked. I did not give you shit. She goes, yeah, you did. I'm like, then why are we fucking right now? I was like, yeah, bitch, that's what
exactly.
I fucking thought. Don't fucking give me that shit. I'm like, don't fucking go there.
Oh, thank you for answering that question first.
Bitch, you hesitated.
No, I don't think. Well.
Okay, have you fucked anybody that you, like.
Okay,
you
hold on. All right. Because I did go to the doctor's once. Damn, bro. Thinking about it. Fuck, bro. I don't know if it was my fault or her fault because I was hoeing around too.
So this was for you. This was what did you
give her?
Or what did you get?
Chlamydia? Is that what it is? Chlamydia? The one where you take like the pills and shit?
Yeah.
And
all
that? Yeah.
I think so. I'm not sure, but yeah.
But because I was hoeing around, but.
Wow.
You dirty whore.
She went to the doctors and she got checked and she comes back and she goes, oh, I got chlamydia. I was like, but she didn't like trip about it. So I was like, this was like in our, like our 20s, younger days and shit. So yeah. I'm assuming she really didn't know much about it because I fucking didn't know shit about it.
Yeah,
so
no.
So like, she didn't know where she got it from. I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, she goes, oh, you need to go get checked so you can, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I went and I was like, you got it. I was like, how the fuck did I get this? She's like, they're like, oh, because of sex and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I couldn't say shit, bro, because I was like, fuck. Was it me or was it her? I was like, fuck, bro. Like, so I'm blaming her.
Blaming her because motherfuckers, I don't know if I should say nothing. If you're being innocent, you'd say that shit, bro. If somebody gave me something and like I know I wasn't hoeing around.
Well, she didn't trip about it, so I'm blaming her. So she gave it to me, fucking bitch.
See, no. On God, that's where I would have been like, yeah. Why are you so casual about this?
No, so I had an incident where I was talking to somebody and we probably slept like once or twice together, right? And he was like, oh, this is, but he would introduce me to people like, this is my girl, this is my girl. And then there was this one time, like, he was just very adamant of, like, trying to, like, have sex. And I was like, I'm really not feeling it, like, whatever's. Well, he was fucking around with somebody else. And he was trying to have sex with me to try and say that I gave it to him.
Oh shit. No.
Fuck that.
And thankfully, like, that night, like, it just pissed me off. So I wasn't talking to him for a while. And somebody from that group told me, yo, like, did you give him? I'm like, no. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Well, he's saying it. I'm like, no, like, I didn't. And I went to go get tested and everything came back negative. Like, I was clear.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, dude, I'm like, it wasn't me. Like, what the fuck? And then that's when I found out that he was cheating. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's so gotta be trash. Giving it to your partner on purpose. So you can't be.
So you can blame the other person. Yeah. Yeah. No. So I was telling his friend, I was like, thank God I didn't do anything. And he was like, why? I was like, because I'm like, we went out to the movies and everything. And at that time, he was driving. I didn't drive my car. Like, I would always leave my car at his house and we would go out. And I told him, I'm like, but for some reason he was just being like very like aggressive about it. Like, not even like that sexy, like, come here girl. Like, no, like, he was just very adamant and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I just walked away from it. And I legitimately, like, I fucking got out of the car. Like, we were close to his house. I got out of the car and I just walked the rest of the way to my car. And the whole way he was just getting mad. Like, are you fucking serious? You're going to be like this petty and everything. I'm like, dude, you not see how you're talking to me like right now? Like, yeah. Just because I don't want to. I was like, you can't make me. Just because we're together doesn't mean you have to have, we have to have sex all the time. Like, no. So I told him,
that's
like,
how
it
worked, though.
No, but the thing is like, you're basically forcing me at this point. So I told him, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. I was like, I'm going to go home. I'll talk to you whenever I talk to you. And that was it. And then I didn't even get to hit him up. Somebody hit me up about it because he already had it.
Damn.
And he was trying to say that I was the one who gave it to him. Yeah. And I'm like, no. And I went. And you know how when you go to, like, I don't know if you guys ever been to Planned Parenthood or anything like that.
Not Planned Parenthood.
But they give you the form. And yeah. It's everything's timestamp, dates and everything. And I'm like, this is mine. It has my fucking name on it.
Yeah.
Everything's clear. Like, what the fuck? So it was just like, and I told him, I'm like, and at the same time, it was like, I was buying the female condoms and I would always put those on.
The fuck is a female condoms?
So like, you know how the male condoms, like, just goes, it's like a pocket that goes in there. Yeah.
Oh, like the one that keep, no, I don't, like, know what a female condom is.
So you know how like a male condom, like, it has that circle on one end. Imagine it has a circle on one end and on the other. The only difference is that you have these two circles. One side, it's open. The other one, it's closed. So it's literally a whole condom that goes inside the female. Instead of the guy putting it on, the girl
I'm fucking a plastic fucking tube?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, cool. Nice. I mean, I'd be fucking coming in the socks all the time. So I guess
there's that difference.
Bro, I don't even know what socks to put on anymore.
And at that time, I was just kind of like, I kind of wanted to try stuff. Like, so it was just like, oh, let's try these kind of condoms, the ribbed ones. Let's try these that, like, have like the waves or whatever. And then I found girl condoms.
Me either. That's why I
found
kids.
Girl condoms. And then I also found, like, so if you're going to, like, give girl head, it's like this rubber latex that's, like, Like it looks like basically like a really thin sheet, and you put it over the girl, and you can eat her out that way. It's weird, but they came out with flavored ones, but it was just kind of weird. But I was like into, I want to explore, I want to see what this does. Like I was just really into it.
Well, we keep still trying to use, but we just haven't gotten to. But it's a cock ring. I've never used one. I want to use one.
It's very fun.
Yeah, especially the one that has the vibrating one. Yeah,
they say it makes you last longer, so. But I don't know about the vibrating one. I don't know about the vibrating one because
if you're lucky, you can hit four.
Imagine. No, I do still want to try. But no, I remember going back to the whole STD things. I did go once to the hospital in a rush. Not a rush, but I went. But I was wearing boxer briefs because I like wearing boxer briefs. But when I first started wearing them, but they were so tight and I was working out all the time that I gave my dick a rash. And I was like, come on, doc. And he looked at me and goes, oh, no, it's just a rash. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. I'm like, can I get some blood work? And everything came out cool. I was like, all right. Cool.
He was afraid he already fucking caught something because he was such a ho.
Yeah, I used to be a ho.
I think we were all hoes once upon a time ago.
Keep going.
Next Chris question. Was never a ho. Right. So
this is for that. Nova, but I guess we can ask Chris, too. You guys can answer it separately. Says, has Nova ever been left blue by a guy? So I'm assuming, yes. Has anybody ever blue-balled you?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So, again, with the same guy.
Which one? The high school guy?
It's the high school guy.
The one that gave you the bad sex.
And now it's good sex.
And he blue-balled you since?
Yes. No, he blue-balled me. He blue-balled me once. So, we were both leaving, and we were going to come back to his house later that night because we said, oh, yeah, like, we can go do this or that, right? We were both leaving, but he grabbed me. It's going to get me all hot about her. Okay. So I was getting ready to leave. We both had different plans, but we said we were going to meet up later that night. He grabbed me to the point where it's like, I didn't realize how submissive I can be. I shit you not. I dropped to my knees and I was just staring up at him and with my hands behind my back, like just waiting. And he just gives me a kiss and then he's like, okay, let's go. Oh my God. I was like, you fucking asshole.
That sounds painful.
I was like, you're a dick. Yeah, so.
And that's it. He left you like
he
that.
He just left me like.
He didn't give you none.
Nothing.
Did you go home and masturbate or something at least?
I didn't get to go home and masturbate because I had to go do stuff. So later that night, obviously, I had my fun. But that's how it basically kind of started too.
Damn.
But I was so pissed because it's like broad daylight. I have always had this fantasy of fuck me before I leave the house. So. Sounds I leave buff. Like, you know, with sounds you fun. And me. And every time, like, I know, like, it's like a little naughty thing of mine. I didn't get that. I got the. Be a good girl.
Why didn't he?
Because he was just being an asshole to me. He was teasing the fuck out of me.
I mean, damn. Have you blue balled a girl before? Blue overeat her?
I don't fucking know, fool.
No, you never teased
her. Did you just
say
overeat her?
Overeat her?
Blue overeat her. I mean, I can't be blue balled.
I don't know, maybe. I hope so.
No, I tried to do that to my girl the first night I met her because everybody kept saying we're going to fuck the first night you meet.
But you did fuck the first night.
I
you
know,
meet.
But we're trying not to. We're trying the hardest. And I did. I was like, trying to rub up on her and everything but fucking and nope that she did not.
I think I've probably done my girl then because we've like gotten like high and heavy in some situations and we can't do shit. So maybe.
It's because of the kids,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, this kids. One I'm like having really fun with because I'm enjoying the fact of exploring my new submissive side because I'm always used to being the dominant. So I'm enjoying the fuck out of this.
Now, this one feels a little personal, Nova, and I guess this is just for you. It says... And I feel like we might know who sent this, but many men did Nova sleep with until she got pregnant? Now, maybe this is before
the first time or the second time?
I know, that's what I'm assuming. Maybe before. Actually, that's a good question for everybody. You can answer too. Like, how many girls did you fuck before you finally got one pregnant? One? Yeah.
What? Okay. Yeah. 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 First time, one.
That's true, huh?
He's a one hitter, man.
The girl you lost your virginity to, you got
so the next one he sleeps with and he actually has actual sex or, you know, passes a certain. Okay, hold on. So when you had sex the first time, it was just that first time and then you just knocked her up?
No.
It was a couple times?
Yeah, we
how fought. Many times do you think average?
Like 10.
Okay, girl. New girl, don't pass 10.
No, this fucker likes fucking a lot with no condoms. I don't know why. Especially after having two kids. Yo, para tres. Yeah, but okay, Chris is easy. How many, okay, for you, how many, before you got pregnant, how many guys did
with
you
Sonia?
Fuck? Well, I mean, unless Sonia you have another kid we don't know about.
Like actual, like sex, not like.
Yeah, like how many guys did
you. Like making out and grinding, like actual intercourse?
Fuck.
Fuck. Okay. So there's the person I lost my virginity to. Then there's the one that I took his virginity. Then there's high school guy. and then Robert. And then so after that.
Three guys.
Five.
Four guys. Four guys before Sonia.
Oh, wow. Five. For me, it was my first one. She took advantage of me. I lied to her about my age. And then I got the second one. Yeah, the second one. I got her pregnant. Sucks. Just one behind you, Chris. Yeah, the first time you got some, you said, I ain't letting you ever go.
That one sounded personal. Like,
no, this one's even worse.
Oh, for who?
Well, I'm guessing for you because it's Nova Marie. Has Marie had relationship issues regarding her weight? Damn. Okay.
Ouch.
I know. I don't know what you're trying to say about your weight.
Fuck. Okay, wait, that's really? Gonna make me cry. Okay, so
everybody's fucking bigger than you, so how?
So I went
out. She was bigger though.
So I went out with this one dude, right? This guy was like, come on, and this, all right, you know what? I know my angles. Let's put it that way.
You fucking catfished them.
I know how to dress where I look good in it. Like, I know how to dress where I look good. I know how to take a picture. I don't need to use a filter. If I use a filter because I like how like my lips look or whatever, or it makes my eyeliner pop out more. But I know my fucking angles. After Cash was born, I went on my first date, and like actual date, not high school guy. Like we were talking and everything, but it wasn't an official date.
How'd you meet him?
The guy?
Yeah.
So it was actually another guy that we went to school with.
So it wasn't like he saw your pics on social media.
No, okay. Like we actually went to school with. And he's like, oh, you've been looking good or whatever. Mind you, I'm not taking full body pictures. Like, I'm just, you know, chest up, whatever, right? Like, I know how I look. It was like a big thing.
Look at my face, titties out.
Well, we went out to eat, and I shit you not, we didn't even get to order food.
What? Why? What did he say?
You really want to know what he said?
Yeah, okay.
So he was the one who picked the location. I said, all right, cool. I'll drive and I'll meet you there.
You didn't fit in the booth, did you?
That was the second date.
Fuck.
That was the second date. That was a different
booths.
One. But no,
guy,
so I went on the date with this guy and I met him there. It was so sad that I got a free
meal.
I got a free dessert at BJ's. They gave me the cookie with the ice cream on top of it. It was so bad that I got a free. I was sitting there crying. So the guy was like, oh, like I come in and he was like, oh, hi. Like he's just looking at me weird. And he was like, hey, like. I think I was supposed to meet somebody else.
Oh,
damn.
And I'm just like, and I sat there because I was like, I know who he was. Like, I knew who he was. And I sat there like,
that's
I recognized
cold.
Him. And he's like, I think I was supposed to sit with somebody else. And I'm like, dude, like, it's me. Like, it's so insane. He knew my actual name.
Yeah.
I was like, it's me. Like, are you kidding me? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And like, I felt like he said it like in a way to kind of like break the ice, but it was insulting.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry. He's like, it's just because you look different in your pictures. He's like, I didn't really think that your whole body was the same as your chest.
Fuck. Bro.
So
he did not say that.
No, he did. So damn. I was like, are you kidding me?
What, is he attractive? Like, not that makes it right or anything, but was he something to look at?
He wasn't anything to look at, but I
damn.
Wasn't going to be a bitch either. I
no,
was just
no,
kind of,
no,
I was barely starting to try and get out there. And then it was just like, are you kidding me?
Was he like Tom Hanks fine or like Bruce Willis fine?
Neither of those two people were fine.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio. Or Tom Hanks fine.
Bro, you got a thing for old white men.
I know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just the names that come up from movie stars.
Yeah.
It was so, let's put it this way.
Just from 1 to 10, what would you rate him?
He was Leonardo DiCaprio in high school, and he aged like a Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he didn't really age well.
Yeah, that fool's not as attractive.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, fuck it. Like, I haven't been on a date since Cash. And, yeah, I was talking to high school, like I was talking to him, but again, he was talking to other people, so it was just kind of like we're all dating talking people, but I was only going to him when I wanted to have sex, but at the same time he was doing the same thing.
So
but
wait,
this
but let
guy,
me ask you this guy that, that
this
said
guy
that to you,
yeah,
how he, do you feel about it though? Like, I know it must have hurt, but like, you know,
hurt.
Like they always say, like, well, just rather be honest and lead me on or like ghost me or whatever.
Yeah, so it sucked. I'm not gonna lie, because I was just like, dude, like, I I was already going to the gym and trying to get a workout in there. And for somebody to just kind of clarify, like, damn, you do look big. Like, it sucked. So then the guy's just like, all he did was order water for us. So he was like, hey, like, I'm not trying to be rest up. Like, it's just, I thought it was going to be different or whatever. And I'm just like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, if you still want to eat, we can sit and eat. He's like, but, you know, if you don't want to, we can just go home. And I'm just like, I was like, if you want to leave, you can leave. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you're asking me, are you sure? He left.
That's why they gave her a dessert.
I was sitting there. That's why BJ's
gave her free fucking dessert.
Like, it was so embarrassing where we sat. So I don't know if you guys ever been to the outlet mall, like the Orange Outlet Mall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how BJ's, they have like the tables like right there in the center now?
I don't even know where BJ's is. I haven't been there so long.
So they have the outside seating and then the booths, but then there's like certain sections where it's literally two seat tables in the fucking center of everything. Yeah, yeah. When I tell you, I was so embarrassed, I couldn't get up. I couldn't go to the restroom. He left, and when he left, I fucking broke. I cried so much because I was like, this person just said this to me.
They probably thought he broke up with her.
For real, sorry.
No,
I would have said that too. I'd be like, I don't know how I'm going to live without him.
So
fuck that.
The messed up part was that the waiter, and it was a guy, and the guy was really nice, and like I still talk to him. Like, he's a really good friend. But the waiter was there when he's like, are you sure? Like, I can leave. And the guy's just looking at him, and he's looking at me. And I was like, and I told him, like, are you serious? You're asking me if you're asking permission so you can go. And I'm like, if that's what you want, go. I'm like, obviously you don't want to be here. You expected something else, or at least somebody else. So he got up and left. And that waiter, he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to tell me. So I'm sitting there crying.
What can I get for you, man?
I'm sitting there crying, and I guess
the waiter's all like,
no,
salad?
So I guess they must have all really felt bad, because he's like, hey, look, he came back, and he came back with a dessert, and he ate it with me. But then he was like, I clocked out. He's like, do you want to do anything? And I was just like,
he saw his chance,
but he had a girlfriend. So he was just being nice. But he was like, he's like, I feel bad. He's like, everybody saw. And that was the worst part.
He's making it fucking nice. He's making it better, huh?
He's like, everybody saw. And he's like, I felt bad. He's like, so I asked if I can get off. He's like, do you want to do anything? And that's all, like, that's it. We went to round one, and I literally just really didn't want to do anything. So we went to round one. We were bowling and everything, and I met his girlfriend there. She's really cool. I'm going to tell her to listen to this so she can see how it really happened, because I don't know how he explained the story to her, but it was a really fucked up first date.
And that's really nice of him, though. I mean, props to him. That's dope.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the first date.
I would have been telling my girl.
That was the first
date. Wait, you went on a second date with him?
No, like, that was the first date ever
after. Oh, okay. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. And then everything else after that, it was just kind of like.
Watch that the person that asked us knew that. That's why they're asking that.
Probably. That would be fucked up.
Tell her to tell you the story of how I dropped her.
Damn.
It's okay. She bounced right back.
Damn, bro. That's fucked up.
If it's the same guy, honestly, it's like, probably the guy that's trying to talk to me now after the whole thing.
Is he trying to come back? After he dished you, he's trying to be bro.
Fuck that.
So
I haven't had anybody tell me no because of my weight, but I do remember there was a girl that I actually started dating. We met through social media, and she never said you need to lose weight, but she just, every time she sees
you,
she'd be like,
you
we're
going to
start going to the gym. No, we're going to start going. She said, weird. And we're going to start going to the gym, huh? The only thing that I was cool with is that, I don't know if she had money or not, but she had a lot of tattoos, but she'd be like, and we're going to get you tattoos, huh? And I was like, bitch, if you don't get them, then we still go to the gym. I'll fucking get some muscles if you're paying for the fucking tattoos. But yeah, I was like, that did hurt a little, though. They keep telling me to go to the gym.
Yeah.
That wasn't cool. But that's as far as it's been. I haven't been anybody.
Well,
but
the highest I've been is 200. The last time I weighed myself, I was already at 156. I started this year at 200.
And for those of you who don't know, she's like 4'7". So
411, fucker.
That's a lot. But damn, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
So that was the first one. And then after that, it wasn't as bad, but it was still kind of like.
Because you're bigger now than you were before you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Do you still feel self-conscious of that? Or are you just like, fuck it, whatever happens, happens?
Whatever happens, happens at this point. Like,
but you'll still go on a date, like blind date?
I wouldn't go on a blind date.
Do you send body pictures? See, okay. I'm telling you, I talked to my girl about all this stuff, and I'm like, that shit blows my mind. Like, if you're fat, mm-hmm. you have options. Lose yeah. fucking weight. Don't date. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you think
or it's... Or date fat
no,
people.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, if... No, bro, because fat people sometimes don't like other fat people. That shit don't make no fucking sense.
No, but then there's, like, people... Like, okay, I get it. Like, I don't have, like, the game... Like certain people, but there's yeah. there's people who have fucking oh, yeah. game.
Well, like, there's a lot of people because like bien simpaticas, you know, like mm-hmm. they might be big, but you're like, oh, she's just a lot of fun or she's pretty. No, but my thing is, okay, if you're big, I feel like it doesn't happen as much anymore. But back in the days, everybody would just try to do the floating face, and I got to the point where everybody just knows if you're a floating face, you're big girl. You yeah. know what I mean? But like, if you're big and you're interested in somebody, why not just send that full body picture or even the bad angles and be like, look, yeah. this is what the fuck I look like. When we meet mm-hmm. in person, you're gonna see.
Oh, see this is why yeah. I like filters nowadays, bro.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
But now, like, you guys see, like, I'm starting to post more pictures and videos, and you'll see me in my pencil skirts and my tops. Like, it's, I'm not hiding anything now. But now it's like they are expecting me to look smaller.
Because you're small.
Because of the outfits that I'm wearing.
Oh, no.
I know how to wear an outfit where it hides the tummy a little bit. It brings out a little bit of more of a waist. Like, I know how to dress it. Yeah, and I don't have no problem with it. I'll wear my fucking faja or my vest, whatever is, you know?
So you still catfishing motherfuckers.
No, because at the end of it all, even if you wear a faja, it's not holding everything in. You're still going to have a pouch. Like,
Chris, would you ever have the balls to tell a girl that if you showed up and... You'd be like,
would you stick out for the date?
I'd stick out for the date. I wouldn't be mean about it. I've been.
Well, I don't think he was mean about it. I mean, he wasn't nice either.
That was a big move, bro. That was a big move.
It was pretty fucked up.
It's the fact that he asked. Are you sure?
Like, you look at her and be like, it's not my type of girl in your own mind, you know? And
well, no. I feel like you could even tell her, like, hey, you know what? I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not attracted to you, but can we still spend the night? Maybe not spend the night, but
you go through the date and everything, and as you guys talk, be like, you know what? I'm not feeling the vibe. We can finish the date. We can finish whatever we're going to do.
I feel like we could just have a good time as friends, you know?
And we can keep it going, you know? If mm-hmm. she doesn't want that, then...
I would have been like, look, I'm already here. That's on her. Hungry. You know?
I'm hungry. I'm
hungry. Like, you're like, I know you're hungry.
I know
like,
you.
Fuck. But nah, I can't. Nah, I've been on dates that I don't want to be there and... Yeah, I finished the date no matter what. Like,
have I ever been on a date that I didn't want to be there? Actually, that's a good question. I don't know if I've been on a date.
No, and then I had one, and then it was just kind of like I wanted to put this person on blast. And,
okay, let's hear it.
And this one, like, straight, like, I'll put the whole Instagram out there. Watch. No, so this person actually like commented, right? So, I don't know if you guys saw this post. So it's this one where I'm like in the parking structure.
Oh, okay, where we're catfishing people.
I didn't see that one.
No, like this one you can tell I'm fucking big.
Fucking, I thought I was going to see Willy Wonka pop up.
Shut the fuck up. So I guess this person was out that same night. And she was just kind of like, she was just being a bitch. She was just calling me shit. And she was just calling me big. So I was like, all right. So then I was like,
females calling you big.
Yeah, females calling me big.
Damn, females are savages against each other.
And I figured out the reason why. The female was calling me big because it ended up actually being one of our followers on the podcast.
Wait, one of the followers?
One of our followers on the podcast. And the only reason I found out who it was because I don't even know if you guys remember this guy who had an OnlyFans.
Yeah, the guy from Poco Loco.
It was a Poco Loco?
Yeah, the guy that was fucking we asked the question if he was fucking an employee from Puerto Loco, if he was fucking employees from the gym and all that.
I think it was that one, yeah. I just remember because I just saw that he was following the podcast page.
Okay.
Because I went on her social media and I'm like, I don't know who this is. And then I saw somebody and I was just like, why does this kind of look familiar? And I tapped it and he was following the podcast. So then I was just like, wait, I think this is the guy who would constantly message us asking questions and, you know, like he was freak nasty basically. So she's over here name calling me or whatever. So I just called. I was just tired of it. So I just became a little bit bitchy. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I may be fat as fuck, but my face is still pretty and it can still pull a motherfucker. And I told her, I was like, that's why your man is still following us.
Damn. Thank you for the follow.
I know, right?
Thank you for the follow.
That's all I'm hearing. Give us
I don't know if you're still with her.
Take more listens.
Drop comments anonymously. We listen to the beef. Tell us the names you were calling Nova. I want to hear all of them.
Right?
Get creative with them.
Go to anonymous sending
messages. So then it just got to the point where it's just like, all right, you know what? I know I'm big, But I got a nice smile. Like, I got a nice smile. And, like, I got somewhat of a pretty face, but I know how to apply my lipstick on and my mascara. But it's whatever. It's, I'm like, to me, it's like, at least I can still get a person to talk to me now. Like, I feel like I was so self-conscious that people just saw me, like, as, like, this little...
Oompa Loompa.
Like, Oompa Loompa, yeah. Like, it's somebody who, that wasn't approachable, and now it's just, like, I am walking with my confidence again.
Because you did have a bitch face, so...
No, she didn't. You think so?
Sometimes.
I don't know. I never got that vibe.
No? Not with us, but more. Oh, yeah. Like,
she's like, we see when she's around other people.
You do look happier now, though. I'll tell you, give you that much.
So I feel like I'm walking around with more confidence, and I feel like I'm a little, like, yeah, I know I have a bitch face from time to time, but at least I'm approachable now.
So for Miss Approachable and Accessible, according to the ex, but you're fucking somebody that growls at you, but you're curving the homie in the DMs.
Yes.
So what are you telling our listeners here? Can they not hop in your page? Can they not
talk
to you?
We can go on dates and everything, but like.
So you're accessible. You will date.
Yes.
Okay. Will you date anybody for the pod so we can hear about it?
For the pod? I'm like who? Saying, like, okay.
Like the guy that's been sliding in the DMs.
I know, right?
I'll date, but I'm a picky fucking bitch. Like, I'm very picky on who I'm going to date. Like, there's certain criteria, you know what I mean? I'm not going to name
them. What are some of the criteria? No, give us a list for our listeners.
It's a cheat sheet. No.
What do you mean, no? We're going to get them invested.
No.
She said no.
The cheat sheet.
Guys, growl.
You gotta
don't
growl.
Call her fat.
Be a bear.
If you go to a restaurant, don't pick a booth.
Unless it has a boozer seat.
Don't take it to the new Willy Wonka movie.
This is stupid.
All right, but before we go any further, all right, so... Chris, you're in a relationship. I'm in a relationship.
No, it's not.
She'll get there eventually. No, but somebody that is in a relationship, and I just have to put it out there.
6ix9ine.
No, is he fucking that girl?
Yeah, bro.
Because they were all over, like, my mom watching Spanish TV. I don't.
They
were on Spanish TV going, es mi amiga. No,
they're
nothing
all
going
making
on.
Out in the music video and shit.
Well, he kept saying they were just friends. Uh-huh. Anyways, I want to give a shout out to the homie Jerry. He's Bad Lil Jerry on Instagram. Bro, this dude... Ever since I met him through Javi, like, and working in the field and shit, attractive fucker, always around bad bitches. Always. Like, he's either at pool parties or in the fucking, what do you call it, Senior Frogs in Tijuana or whatever. Always around bad bitches. Bitch, I don't know why I said it like that. Bad bitches. Always.
Is it underscore?
I don't know what it is, but Bad Lil Jerry. But now he's with the little mija. And at first when he started posting her, I was just like, okay, like, wow, he's actually showing somebody, you know, because I'm not saying that he wasn't showing people before, but you just didn't see one female. But bro, like, he's been with her for a minute and posting pictures. I don't think I've ever seen him just look so happy. And I'm like, I got me thinking. I'm like, dude, you like, it feels good to see the homies be happy and like settle down. I don't know if it's because I've been with my girl for so long, but like when you see people, like when they're just like going, like posting with girls and stuff like that, but they don't ever look happy, and just seeing somebody with a girl and they look genuinely happy. I don't know. That's a good look on the homies. I want to see my homies.
We're touching
be
on
happy.
That, right? I got accused of never posting him.
You didn't. Did you? No.
She didn't.
I don't recall him posting him.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
When we went to Laughlin on his birthday, on our anniversary.
Nope.
Yeah, even
I don't
on
recall.
My birthday.
I don't recall.
Nope. I even pulled it up like on my stories.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Really?
Well, nope. Christian didn't talk shit because...
I've never posted.
I know you never have.
I've never posted. I don't
ever.
Post.
You don't post at all.
And if I do, it's either about my DJ or like my daughters. But I don't post anything else besides that.
Hey, how did you feel when people said girlfriend revealed? I don't trust the podcast.
Me either, bro.
I feel like they're just here to talk shit. Especially because, you've seen it. Like when we get an anonymous message and
don't
shit like that.
Don't bring your girls on here. Like what happened to my relationship? You bring somebody into the podcast and it just
I'm
gonna fucks it up.
I'm going to interview my girl because we got a lot of shit to talk about. Because I'll be on here and I'll say a lot of stories.
All my girls asking me about that.
Yeah, no.
Because she saw the post.
Yeah, because
she's all like, your friend posted if I would ever come on. And I was like, you're never going on there.
You're
not going. You told
her no? Yeah, bro.
Hey, she's look, like, Jonah Hill, you can't tell her what to do.
She's all like, why not? I was like, because you're not, because this is my thing. I'm like, you're not allowed to, like, in my thing, like, the stuff I like to do, you're not allowed.
Wow.
No, you did not, motherfucker. Yeah, bro.
And she just starts laughing. And she's like.
So she showed interest and you said no.
Yeah, bro. No, she's not coming on here.
I wonder what he's afraid to find out. No, see, because I'm going to interview my girl.
Las otras van a salir.
And then I tell her, like, because then I won't be able to talk how I actually fucking talk. I'm like, you can listen to me talk after the podcast comes out. But I'm not going to be able to talk how I actually want to fucking talk.
So, I would love to interview your girl, though.
She beats his ass.
I know, right?
She beats his ass.
Come over here and put some shit down. Now, he gave me some shit.
She has not yet.
Right. Are you sure? Because, mister, I'm going to bite my tongue. She beats your ass,
she has
bro.
Not yet, all right? Yet. And if she does, it's because not I like it.
Not in public,
does she
know anyways.
Any of your it's that, because I like it.
No, I'm excited to interview my girl. I'm telling you, there's... I'll come on here and I'll tell a story of how something went down. And, like... Our first night together, I came on the podcast after, and I told the whole story, and I'm like, this happened, and we did this, and we watched that, and this and that. And then when she listened to it, she goes, that's not how it went at all. she was just laughing. She goes, that's not how we did it. That's not what was said. Like, the way I asked her out, I came on the podcast, and I said that whole story. She goes, that's not how it happened at all. I was like, what the fuck? So I'm really curious of, like, what she has to say about how the relationship's actually gone. I wanted to answer some serious questions. I want to know, too. I'm excited for that.
So. Wait, so you guys are really going to, or, like, at least you, are you really going to have
I
her,
I am.
Though?
I can't believe Chris just said no.
What?
You're really not going to let her come?
No.
Wow. What if it was just us girls?
What if no us girls?
Yeah, like what if we did a podcast of like you guys are excluded? Like obviously you would be here to like monitor the recording.
Of course, yeah, I have to be.
But the girls,
then go ahead.
The girls have their moment. Like we just do one episode of Chismeada because I don't have anybody. So I want to know the dirty deeds on y'all.
Yeah, if it's just you three girls, yeah.
Oh, so he don't trust me is what I'm hearing.
No. Because I'm not going to be talking.
Yeah.
So like I don't have to like be like. Censoring myself around her, so yeah.
Hey,
like,
we'll get them. We'll do a Zoom call with you, my girl, and his girl, and then all of a sudden they start telling each other a bunch of shit. Did you tell you this? Do you tell your girl everything, Chris?
90% of the time.
Does she know any of my stories?
Some of them.
Yeah, cause my girl knows some of yours too, motherfucker.
Y'all just know my shit.
Not all of them, fool. I don't say everything. You represent me too. I can't be putting you out like that. Can't be saying a podcast either, huh? A la madre.
No, so I found out yesterday because I went to a view, right? One of my friends was, I want to say my friend, like we're kind of like reconnecting again. Asked me, what was I doing? Because I had just left the House of Blues. I was like, oh, I just left the House of Blues. But he took it as, oh, I left my house out of the blue. He's like, oh, we'll come through. He went to the top of the world. So I went. Yeah, there's a little trail that's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went, right? I just found out that he talks about me. And what there's some shit that some people know because, okay, he's a mechanic. And the only reason I realized that he talked about me, and it was just kind of like a first hint, I took my car to get worked on, right? Not me, just the car. Mm-hmm. But I took the car to get a part fixed, replaced. And he told me, oh, come through over here to the back, like to the back of the shop. I drove the car to the back of the shop. I got out, whatever. And the guys are like, oh, hi. And they're like looking at me weird. Like, who is this? So he has a nickname for me. He calls me Pound Cake. I didn't know other people knew that he called me Pound Cake. The part is that they know why he calls me Pound Cake.
Didn't we just start the whole podcast with Pound Cake?
No, but the thing is that this is how I know he talks about me. So I didn't know he talked about me at all.
No, but why does he call you Pound Cake?
Why does he call me Pound Cake?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I could take the beating.
Wow.
Because I can take it. And okay. I don't say no.
Damn.
Like, he's left handprints on my ass. Like... there's like a fucking sting mark of like his head.
So your ex was right.
I'm telling you, my boy. No, but keep saying though. Yeah, so he didn't tell other people why he calls you Pound Cake, but
no,
he told them.
So
why?
they know no, why they oh, why shit. He ca- they call me Pound Cake.
Shut the fuck up.
But the thing is that he really didn't go into detail. But the thing is that when they said like they looked at me funny, like who is this? He's all like, this is Pound Cake. These guys are like. You're her, and I'm just like, oh, I'm her.
So then
yesterday when I went to go hang out with a mutual friend of ours, And again, I want to say it, Frank, like we're reconnecting. Like I hope everything goes good because I've known him since we were in middle school. Like he's a really cool guy.
Girlfriends?
Huh? No,
he doesn't have girlfriends. That's actually
Every single time you talk about friends, like it's a guy friend.
I've never had a friend that was a girl. Literally, I only have now. I literally only have my daughter's godmother, my friend Reggie, and her friend KK. That's it. Like I don't.
Damn.
It's only a certain amount of people. And the only reason for that is because you can be friends with girls, but then you know right away, like, these girls talk a lot of shit.
So do guys.
It's different, though. When guys talk shit, you guys can get over it. You guys when girls talk shit, it's, like, on another level, and it's intentional. Me and them, we don't argue. We don't talk shit. And it's never like a vibe of like, I really don't want to be with this bitch. Like, it's never that. It's like, oh my God, how are you doing? It's always a good energy. It's not like that energy that you get like, you're inviting me, but you just really don't want me here. Like, yeah. But you're just doing it because you don't want
to. Okay,
take
it by
yourself.
Back to
that part. So when we went to the top of the world, he told me like, oh yeah, he said some stories about you. And I guess that they had a group chat. And he's probably going to get mad because I'm saying it on here. But he told me.
I'm not editing it out.
But I guess they had a group chat. And there was an incident that happened where it was just kind of like a little safety incident. Like, oh, shit, there might be a stalker. And they mentioned me. And they mentioned the fucking nickname, basically. Well, not like the nickname, but they basically mentioned me. And they knew between them two. So I'm just kind of like, oh, shit. So what does he talk to me about? Because I don't talk to him. Like, I don't talk to anybody about him. The only person who ever knows anything is Reggie. She knows everything. And she knows him as Bebesote.
That's what my girl calls me.
Oh, the fuck no.
Yeah, that's what my girl calls me.
Don't know.
No, because you know how I said no, Bebesita? So the song says Bebesita, right? And she all Bebesito. I was like, no,
so
Bebesote.
We had a girl's night. We had a girl's night, and he was messaging me. And he was messaging me, and the girls were asking, like, who the hell are you talking to? And I'm just like, this guy. And I didn't want to say anything because I just didn't want to say anything. I didn't know what to say. And during the girls' night, one of them was like, hey, like, who is it? Like, I want to see. And I'm like, you want to see? She's like, yeah, I want to see who it is. I showed him who it was. And at that time, this picture, he had just posted this picture at that time. And so the nickname was like, oh, that ain't Buffy, that's Bebesote, ¿qué me dijeron? Es el dulce. And I was just like, oh my God, because at that time, that's the picture that he posted.
I don't know why she's showing us like we want to see him. She's showing us
I think it's like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, no, a muscled guy. I don't know, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
No, I'm just explaining, stupid. Mm-hmm. But sure. It was like a girl thing, and so it was between me, me and those girls. Like, me and those girls knew, and it just stayed like that. So nobody else knew. It never got anywhere else. But then I realized, like, oh, shit, him and his guy group, no. And I'm just kind of embarrassed about it now.
But I feel like that happens a lot.
Tú no eres bebecito, tú eres bebesote.
Yeah, that's what she calls
bebesota
me.
Bebesota or something
no,
like that.
No, bebesita.
Bebesita, yeah. Something like that.
But that's
like
why
that.
I asked Chris, like, what is
so
like,
now
what
I gotta come up with
know
a new nickname because
yeah,
if
be
she calls
that
you like she calls you that, fuck no, now I gotta come up with something.
Wait, what's
else
wrong with that? Why are you saying like it, are you
no
saying that something that has to do with me is a bad thing?
Because you're not a bebesote.
You know damn well I'm a bebesote.
That's what she's saying.
So
not
I gotta
me
bring it back
I know
into
I
know the
you're
girl
a bebesote.
I gotta bring
you
it back to the girl
too
chat and be like, yo, my member of the pod, he has his name, and obviously he had it before him, so now we got to come up with something new. Yeah.
All right, so we're getting close to the end, so I just want to do some rapid fire really quick.
Ooh.
Rapid fire. Dun, 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 dun. So we're going to rapid fire.
Go.
Let's see.
We got this.
This is what Neva wanted to talk about. First of all, pegging. What did you want to talk about pegging?
Oh, yeah. So did you know? I'm so excited about this. So did you know that pegging is like apparently the new thing to make shit official?
Wait,
fuck
what
that
do you mean
fuck
to make
fuck
it official?
Yes,
fuck
okay
that. Fuck that.
Wait, Chris, you wouldn't?
No.
So
really?
No.
You wouldn't let
really
a girl peg you?
No.
Even if
why
they turned her on?
No.
What if it was just like a little tiny one? Because you got to remember.
So you're
the strap
okay with the
on is like.
You've said okay to the finger,
but
you
not
wouldn't
the peg.
No.
What if it was like a little tiny one?
No.
Why?
Like
a
one of the little
plug
vibrating
one
ones.
No.
Yeah. But
like
a finger's
not
okay.
Not even a butt plug one?
No, what the fuck? No.
So I was reading an article.
Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on, hold on. You could get to that point right now.
This is rapid fire, bitch.
No. But I'm saying, so you would peg a guy?
If he allowed me to, yeah. I pegged a girl before.
But so. You wouldn't think anything like weird of him. Like, you could date him after you pegged him.
Well, it's like the same thing when a guy gets his ass eaten. All of a sudden, it's like the thing. Feels good, like, it feels good. So,
but you would be okay with bending a guy over and fucking him, is what I'm asking you.
I wouldn't mind it.
And you would still date him?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get more into detail about the next week. We're just doing rapid fire right now.
Fuck
okay.
That.
Kristen said, fuck all that. Okay. Breast milk while fucking.
All right. Cool. Yes. Please give me some more.
A mouthful?
Yes.
That's okay. The very first thing I learned about
squeeze
Chris.
Your titty.
No,
and
but
pour it in my mouth.
So I found out that I naturally just get aroused and I still leak breast milk. So look at Chris.
Chris just made I want that look. No, because okay. So he told me he did it.
Yeah.
And he got his girl pregnant like quite a while before I did. And then I got curious and I tried it with my girl, and I don't know the taste of milk. I know it changes between persons, but my person at the time was not that. I tasted it once and I was like, yeah, this is not for, I want nothing to do with that. But fucking Chris gets a hard on just thinking of it.
I got told it tastes like honey.
Maybe you got
like
some
sugar, like sugary, like it's sweet. That's what I got told.
Okay, and then last one is anal the new missionary. This is coming from Nova.
So, okay.
So you've been given anal lately.
No, I haven't given anal
then
at
how
all.
The fuck
but how is
the
it the new
missionary?
New missionary? Been
because
fucking?
I had a conversation with somebody, and then it was just like, no, like, so you know how it went from missionary, and then all of a sudden eating ass was like everything? Well, apparently missionary isn't making love anymore. I guess anal is like the whole, like, the most intimate thing you can do. So
I mean, I can see how most intimate, but
yeah, so I guess.
I get what you're saying there.
I guess
have you done
anal is like the new thing.
Me?
In this last relationship, obviously.
Like, apparently, if you don't do anal, you're, like, you're boring.
I haven't, I don't, no, not that I, me and my girl, we haven't.
You said last time, yes, bitch.
No,
so, yes, you have.
No, I'm trying
no,
to
No, fuck you.
No.
Yes.
Wrong girl. Wrong. Chris, shut up.
Damn,
Chris,
bro.
Shut up. Wrong girl.
No.
Damn. Chris, shut up.
No, because I'm still big. I haven't gotten any
thinner. You told me, well, not me, but you told the pod.
Really? Okay, the pod's going to have to correct me because I don't.
That you have.
No, I know. I know a previous relationship, she was trying to get me to hit anal, and then I think she was just trying to make me prepare her for somebody else. I genuinely do think that.
But no, you've said on this pod.
Really?
Yes, yeah. That you've had anal with your girl.
You guys, maybe I'm lying to somebody.
Wrong girl.
So you're willing to give anal to the next guy you fuck?
I tried it, but it's, I don't know, like, maybe I just need, like, to just get that, but like, I don't know. I don't,
you
it's
need
not
a small
really
one to start off with,
probably. Honestly, like, shut the fuck up, Chris. You know, I'm gonna talk to you about this one later, but
okay, so we're gonna drop it at that. For you guys listening, let us know if you want breast milk while fucking, if anal is the new missionary, and if you're willing to peg a guy or willing to let a girl peg you. We definitely want to hear about this. So, just a heads up, I have no idea what episode this is, I have no idea what I'm gonna name it. I just know we're back. I just know that I'm glad to record with you fuckers. This was more of a catching up.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
next ones will focus more on actual topics and discussions and less inside jokes. I don't really got much to say. Chris?
I'm a dance dad. Yay.
You're a what?
Dance dad.
A dance dad?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Woo.
And a good stepfather.
Yes, I am, actually.
I know. I said it for a reason.
No, like. My daughter's an actual dance.
Oh,
like,
I know
my
that.
My little one. Like, and then I have my girl's daughter. That's
so you got
a
the
dance.
Gym bag. That would explain the car.
Huh?
And a quick heads up. Chris wanted to tell me that he went to Palm Springs for a dance competition, but my girl told me that her friend went to Palm Springs because they were having a gay get together, and it just happened to be right next to where Chris was staying.
I don't
want to put nobody
on
blast.
But I couldn't. Uh-huh. I was too straight for that place.
Sure.
Too hard, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that your daughter's doing dancing, kid. That's woo-hoo. Awesome. Yeah. Just more money, so more shit to spend money on.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Everything's going lovely with me. I don't really got much to say. No, but what's the last thing you want to leave these people with? Let them slide in your DMs and growl at me? And actually, two things. I'm going to post this on the podcast,
okay.
Even though it's not true. No, I'm just going to like do a story right now.
Okay.
Nova and Chris are both doing free dick rates. And send Nova your best growl.
Oh my god. I will, you know what? Yeah, actually send me your best growl.
I'm gonna do this just on the podcast really quick on the page. Here, let's just do it. We're recording it live for you guys. So by the time you hear this, it's gonna be old news. All right. We are live on the podcast. So Nova, what do you guys want? What do you got? Hold on. I'm gonna do it again. So don't. All right.
Oh no.
We are live on the podcast, but we're posting this on the story right now. Nova, what do you want guys to do?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no, this is gonna start some shit. All right, let's see. Who can send me their best growl?
Why?
Like your best animal growl.
Why?
Because apparently it is my new thing right now that I'm into.
And she gets turned on.
Apparently, yeah. It's my new thing right now.
And she's not admitting it, but she's taking, she's giving out free dick rates right now. So hit her up with the dick rate.
No.
Meow.
Nope. Kristen.
Meow.
All right. I'll post that right now. I got nothing else to say. I've been truth.com.
And I've been your boy DJ Crispin, you fucking hoes.
Suck a dick.
And y'all know me, Nova Marie.
Slide the out. DMs.
Suck my dick, you motherfucking hoe. Suck a hoe, dick, bitch, plastic dildo, motherfucker, and everything else in between as well. Suck a fucking ass. Yeah.
Grunt. Hit it with the grunt.
Meow.